Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
My name is Andrew Wilson, host of The Crucible, popular entertainment channel on YouTube. And today I'm going to be debating five different people on five different topics for 5 minutes. My next topic is, rights don't actually exist, only force.
So, rights don't exist?
That's correct.
Do you mind elaborating for me? Just what you mean?
Well, can you taste a right, touch it, smell it?
No.
So these are just conceptual?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. So then they don't exist?
Should we not act as if they do, though?
That's not the question, though.
That's fair.
We can move to that. I'm fine with that. But we need to establish they don't exist, right?
I'm tempted to agree with you up front. Yeah, they probably don't.
So anytime you say that a person has a right, or a human right, or this type of right, what you're really saying is that there should be some type of force doctrine which is applied in maintaining that a person can and always will be allowed to do X.
Okay. So, sorry, I just want to understand your position better, so I'm going to pivot a little bit. Like, you're Christian, if I understand. Mm-hmm. So, aren't rights kind of fundamental to your belief, or do you...
No.
No? Okay.
No, duties are... Duties. So, to me, a right is... it's an entitlement absent a duty.
Okay.
That's what I would consider a right to be. So, like, you have a right to vote, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have to vote?
No.
Okay, you have a right to own a gun.
Right.
But do you have to own a gun?
Right.
You have a right to speech, but do you have to, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no duties with these entitlements, right?
Okay.
Since there's no duties with these entitlements, there's entitlements, period. Mm-hmm. But what you're really saying when you grant a right or when you say my rights, you're talking about force, because it's always going to reduce to force upholding a right, no matter what. So basically everything inside of a society which is secular, right, it's just really we're just always talking about force.
So you think that duties are objective in some sense, though, I guess? I am genuinely a little confused by where we're going with this.
Yeah, I'm just saying that a right, right, is an entitlement absent a duty.
Okay.
It just means that we're not telling you you have to do something. We're just giving something to you instead.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that because this is the case, right, what really it comes down to in a secular nation is force. What we're arguing about fundamentally is force. So I think secularists, right, when they're talking about rights, they want Christians to enforce their rights. They're actually asking us and requesting that we use force on their behalf.
So how, I guess, paint this picture for me in a Christian nation. I'm assuming you're proposing this to criticize secular nations.
Do women have the right to an abortion?
Maybe not in the objective sense, but I would say yes.
Yeah. Okay. So in this constructed sense of rights, a woman should be allowed to get an abortion, right?
Yes.
What if Christians try to stop her?
I mean, I think that's wrong.
Yeah, but they don't think she has that right.
Right.
That entitlement, right?
Right.
So it just reduces to force. So really what secularists are saying is like, we will use force against you and against your beliefs, right? Or if there's a draft, like let's say they draft Christians, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing. They want Christians to utilize force on their behalf. Rights themselves just come down to the idea of force.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out, because we are tight on time, like mm-hmm. what the point we're getting at is, because I don't see how this would...
That you don't have any rights.
That's
so
fine.
When you say my rights, right? The Christians are trying to attack my rights. That's all fucking fictitious imagination nonsense.
But does that stop being fictitious if we operate under a Christian framework? Like, I agree with you that rights are arbitrary in some sense.
Yeah, completely fictitious and made up.
And if that's the ultimate point, if there's no...
So if it is the case that I'm supposed to enforce your rights because you use force, why can't I enforce Christianity using force?
Well, I don't think you can enforce someone to believe something.
Christian ethics. Why couldn't I use Christian ethics and use force to enforce Christian ethics if you can use force to enforce my rights?
Well, you you can, right. But we have to have a conversation about whether or not that's the right thing to do. It's all arbitrary, though. I think whether it's coming from a Christian side or a secular
side. So if it's all arbitrary, right, then why can't I get a bunch of men together with machine guns to go and enforce my ethics? If you can get a bunch of men with machine guns to come enforce my rights.
I mean, again, I agree with you. We could do that. I think we would agree that's probably not the best way to handle
it. I'm not
sure
that I would agree that it's not the best way to handle it. I think
that's a shame with 30 seconds left.
I think that if there is a pushing for force to in order to uphold things that you can social constructs in your mind that you think should be upheld via force, then even if Christianity is a lie, why shouldn't we do the same damn thing?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to answer that with 15 seconds, but that's a good one. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hello, sir.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Okay. So can you elaborate on the rights don't exist? They are enforced?
Yeah, the idea here is that if a right is an entitlement absent a duty, that force will be employed on behalf of upholding this completely social construct nonsense doesn't exist thing, right? And you can appeal to this social construct doesn't exist nonsense thing in order to utilize force, then I can do the exact same thing even if you think Christianity is a lie.
All right, I got to concede real quick. I'm so sorry. This is way above me. this topic right here. All right, I'm sorry. Thank you.
No problem. Hello.
All right. So, you think we completely agree about the fact that rights don't exist, and it's only force. But I have a strong feeling that the next step in your conclusion of why you're saying this, we would disagree on. So, what is the point of that?
Okay, you agree with me that a right is a social construct
yes.
that doesn't exist in objective reality that is completely made up nonsense, right?
Yes.
Can you appeal to it and use force?
And what do you mean?
If somebody is obstructing your right to do X thing, right, does that give you now something to appeal to in order to have force used to enforce that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you made some bullshit up and then said, well, if you cross this threshold for this, we're going to use force against you. So if it is the case
that civilization works.
Yeah, so if it is the case, hang on. So if it is the case that Christianity is false, who cares? I'm going to appeal to it and use force. What's the problem?
I mean, from the perspective of rights, nothing.
Yeah, from the perspective of anybody, nothing. You're doing the same. So
from the perspective of truth, that you don't have anything to base what you're saying on.
No, you're at the same problem, right? This thing that you're appealing to isn't.
I'm very open about the fact that I don't know.
The thing you're appealing to isn't.
You're the one saying you have the
answer. Yeah, the thing that you're appealing to isn't true.
I agree.
So if that is
the
case,
thing that you're appealing to
isn't true. Yeah. So, so if that is the case, then like I said, it really is just reducing to force the arbitrary thing that we just made up. I get to use force.
So why are we sitting here discussing instead of fighting?
Because right now the ability to use force is on your side.
How so?
Because the rights that you would appeal to are enforced via the law of the land. And so the force doctrine right now, the appeal is on your side. So the system which we have to work within is dialogue-based, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it was reversed, right, you would be in the same exact, you'd have the same exact problem. We would appeal to this thing you consider to be fictitious. The force is now on our side. We could just, say, well, you can't talk at all because we got all the force.
You could, but I don't see where that gets us. Yeah, you could if you have the might, then you could do whatever you want.
Because there's no way, there's no way in your view for you to say that that's in any way, shape, or form problematic. Because it's the same thing you're doing,
right?
Yeah. So if Christians take over, right, take over the entire country, utilize force doctrine, and then say you can never talk
like
again.
The Islamists will.
Yeah, and say you can never talk again. If they did. Right. And say, you can never speak again on this topic. You can't actually tell me why that's in any way wrong, because it's the same thing you do.
Right. But we have these social constructs and then we adhere to them. So we can have the conversation that it would be wrong for us to punch each other here because we are here for a debate where we have established that we want to talk about things.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So
exactly. So what?
So I'm saying if you're appealing to...
If you decided that you actually didn't want to do that and you did want to punch me, there's nothing I could do to stop you. So
No, there is. You could use force.
I mean, I'm a little dude.
So. But the point is like you can use force whether you're a little dude right, or a big dude or.
But I'm saying outside of that, I agree with you.
So there is no outside of that.
I'm not right. I agree with you. That's why I'm not understanding why this is a.
Because what I'm saying is that for when atheists say Christians shouldn't be in power because of my rights, what they're really saying is. Christians shouldn't be in power because we will use force for this arbitrary made up bullshit that we like that, and we don't want them to do anything about it. So if that is the case, then in the reverse, we can appeal to the same thing.
Right. And so that's exactly the same thing that you're appealing to with the rest of the Western secular world when it comes to Sharia law. That, well, we have these things that we believe and we like. Mm-hmm. And we don't want you to come and use force.
Yeah, but you can't tell them why that's bad because you're doing the same thing.
Again, I agree with you.
In fact, what I'm saying is that you're practicing your own form of Sharia law. It's your own form of Sharia law. I made up a bunch of values. Yeah. I appeal to them, and I'll use force to uphold them.
Why is that a bad thing?
To uphold them. I'm not the one who makes the claim Sharia law is bad. That would be atheists, right?
I mean, yeah, but that's specific, not because of the... not because of the fact that it's force.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC supply in-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
And rights are conceptual because of what the actual tenets of it are.
What do you mean?
You disagree with
Sharia law,
Don't you think
all the tenets are made up?
Yes.
Then you're doing, then it's the same thing.
Okay, but if I made up that Spider-Man has the best suit is yellow, I still made that. You could agree or disagree with that.
So what?
So they made up a thing, you made up a thing, I made up a thing, and we could all...
So it all reduces to force.
Yeah.
So you have no leg to stand on to tell people who have Sharia law that it's bad.
I think we agreed too much on this, man. I don't know why we're fighting.
Andrew. Hey.
Good to see you again.
You too. It's been a long time.
Yeah. That's... It's been about 20 minutes.
Yeah. So I missed you.
Yeah, likewise. We might agree too much on this topic, but I think that's okay. We don't have to disagree on everything, right? So I think, correct me if I'm wrong, your position is people are not entitled to other people's services. Would you agree?
No. You that's disagree? Not what I'm saying.
Okay. So elaborate on your
view. I'm saying that anything from the atheist worldview, anything, right, that's outside of complete natural mechanisms is arbitrary and made up and non-objective, including their belief... or their belief that Christianity is completely made up or Islam is completely made up. They think all these things are completely made up. The problem is that the things that they appeal to, human rights, human dignity, you know, right? That's all completely made up too from their view. So if it's the case that they'll defend those things with force, what leg do they have to stand on to say that Muslims or Christians can't defend their values also with force?
Defend their values with force. Yeah. So you think that it's okay to bomb a church because that's their values? Is that the thing?
No, what I'm saying is that if it is the case that the only thing you're appealing to is something which is made up and saying, we made it up, but we really like it, so we use force to defend it, then you can't really go out to after a religion that you think is made up, who appeals to this made up thing,
yeah,
and uses force, because it's the same thing you're doing.
No, but that is the doctrine of Islam and Christianity, and previously, is to enforce your religious beliefs by force.
That's the doctrine of the atheist now.
Atheism doesn't have a doctrine. Atheism is beliefless, right?
What do you appeal to?
I just reject your Santa Claus.
So then what do you appeal to for the use of force?
Well, at the end of every rule and law is a gun. Right.
Yeah. So what are you? But what do you appeal to? You appeal
to anything?
Do you appeal? You don't appeal to rights?
Logic and reason.
Logic and reason.
Yeah.
Are those objectively true?
We can get into an hour-long discussion about objective truth. But I don't appeal to a book that's 1,500 years old. I appeal to logic and reason.
You appeal to a document that's 200 years old.
No, I don't. What document?
The Constitution.
I don't appeal to the Constitution.
So then you don't think you have a right to speech?
Do we have a right to speech? That's a good question. Sure. In this country, we do, of course, because it's written into law. But
that law is fictitious, right? That actual right is fictitious.
I agree.
But you will use force, right, to protect that right.
That right is enforced by
force. But it's made up.
At the end of the day, a gun.
Yeah, and it's made up, right?
Yes.
So then if these guys really, let's just say my religion's false.
Yeah.
What leg does anybody have to stand on to say that we can't uphold it with force?
I think because religion wasn't voted into law by the population.
So
your doctrine, your religious doctrine,
yeah,
no one voted on that.
So
and so why should the population be held accountable?
Voting.
That's a democracy.
It's just a construct too.
No. Democracy, right? So why should, so no one voted on the Christian doctrine or the Islamic
democracy
doctrine.
Is a made up nonsensical construct as well.
Not nonsensical.
It's made up, right?
If you want to go down that route, everything is made up.
Right. So if everything is made up and everything is fake and everything is false and everything is a social construct, including my religion,
yeah,
but you can use force to uphold your social construct.
There's no social contract. Atheism.
The hell is a social contract?
No. Atheism is the absence of belief. So
things we don't believe in, we use force to uphold.
No. Like what?
Whatever it is you use force to uphold, if it's an absence of belief. Like, again, the First Amendment.
Go ahead.
Right? Perhaps the Third Amendment, perhaps the Fourth, perhaps the Fifth.
Well, elaborate.
Would you use force or enable government to use force in order to make sure people had due process?
Due process is something that we put into place as a law because it was voted on by the people.
Yeah, but it's still a social construct.
Christian doctrine is not voted on by the people.
Let's say that people voted on it then.
That would be okay.
Then it's fine?
Yes.
Even though it's not true?
Correct.
Yeah, but voting in democracy, in the idea of democracy, that's just an arbitrary social construct as well.
So are you a communist?
No, but what does that have to do with my point?
Your point is that no one voted on Christian ethics.
Yes, I'm a communist.
Right.
Is that also a made-up social construct?
No, it's
it's
a,
not?
No, it's not.
That's not. Okay, why isn't it?
The term, of course, is made up, but the
yeah.
All right.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Greetings again, Andrew.
Greetings again. We'll just do this time.
Understood.
Yeah.
Formalities.
Lots of shaking hands. We don't have to shake hands.
No,
I guess
so,
like
to.
Every 10 minutes,
no,
right?
Yeah, it just becomes a little bit more awkward. So may you rephrase your question again.
Yeah. So rights aren't real, right? All that exists is force.
Then what type of force would be acceptable for us to exist in? What's the need for force to begin with?
It would be to push our will.
Okay, whose will? As an individual?
Whoever has the force.
Okay, whoever has the force. So if God has the force.
Yeah, then he's going to be able to push his will. Sure.
Okay, now would he be righteously justified, let's just say, depending on situational circumstance, to push his will, but in a way that is actually acceptable? Let's say persuasion.
Well, let's assume there's no God. Let's just assume it for a second for the sake of argument. There's no God, right?
There is no God.
What are you left with?
Well, you have to start with yourself. You have to accept that you.
Okay, so I think, therefore I am. So you exist.
Correct.
Okay.
But now there's
but everything else that you're engaging in, is that a product of the mind?
It plays a part, there's other factors that need to be accounted for other than the mind. I mean, the mind is just one aspect.
But when we're talking about rights,
correct,
right. Are those a product of the mind?
It's a byproduct.
If there's no God,
if there's no God,
yeah, are rights just a product of the mind?
It's a byproduct. It's after the fact.
It's just a product of, meaning people just made them up.
Well, they made it up for what variety of reasons?
Yeah, but regardless of the reasons why,
okay,
right?
Regardless,
they no made God. Up our rights made up.
Okay, let's in the real world.
Yeah,
we have been given these rights because
like you have a right to own a gun, right? According to the Constitution.
Oh, according to the Constitution.
Yeah,
we have a right to defend ourselves.
To own a gun.
To own a gun, yes, yeah. In the legal sense.
But is that made up?
Is that made up? It need to be tested, but sure.
Yeah, it's made up, right?
It's made up.
So then if somebody violates this made up right,
yes.
Right, and you can use force to defend this made up right,
yes.
Then even if Christianity was made up, why couldn't you use force to defend it?
Well, would it be righteously justified or unrighteously unjustified? So really we have to go to the actual fundamental foundation of existence.
Yeah, but I'm talking from the view of the atheist.
Well, the view of the atheist.
From the view of the atheist or the view of the secularist, if rights don't actually exist, but they can use force in order to defend them, right? These things that they just literally admit are made up.
Correct.
If their criticism of you, the Christian, is that you have made up Christianity, who cares? You can still use force to defend this made-up thing, right?
Correct.
So from their view, it's totally coherent, totally appropriate, and totally reasonable and rational for you to have a completely made-up God and then use force to defend that.
Well, it really goes back to the truth claim of who's actually in the right and who's actually in the wrong. Because just because you go on the right path doesn't mean
it's correct. I claim all atheism... on all non-theists,
yes,
all of their worldviews will eventually reduce to the barrel of a gun.
Agreed, whether it be short-term, yes. Middle of the road, or yes. Even the long-term, it cannot survive the totality.
Yeah, it has to be through the barrel of a gun and force of will. And so I think that they're lying to us when they say that they want to rule because they're the only ones who can rule fairly. What they really want is a monopoly on force. And they say that that's the shit that we made up is better than the shit you made up, while at the same time claiming they shouldn't follow what you made up because it's not true.
So who are they really sacrificing then? They're basically sacrificing everyone else but themselves and their
yes,
own group.
Yes, that's correct. They just want a monopoly on force. And they don't want Christians to have the monopoly on force.
Because they don't want to be proven
yes,
wrong?
Yes, but I'm claiming that if it is the case that all of these rights, human rights, dignities, things like this, are completely made up, arbitrarily made up, because they just really like them, but they know that they're not true and they're willing to use force, then even if they thought they were true and were willing to use force, even if they did think that, it wouldn't matter, right? Because you could always apply the same standard back. You can just say, hey, look, you believe in something that isn't true, you're willing to use force to defend it. Even if I believe in something that isn't true, you really can't say I can't use force to defend it.
Well, wouldn't that be a tragic vanity of being in vain, that it's all for naught? It's just for the temporariness.
Yeah, the point here, whether or not it's vanity, is just to say they believe in something that they don't think is true, but they're willing to use force for it. Okay.
Understood. Thank you. Appreciate the talk. Oh, we don't even have to shake.
Yeah, we don't even have to. Sure. Yeah.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water. But we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water. But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.